Hey, it's Thursday. That means it's time for Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we sit and talk with our friends from the University of Arizona. I ask them their plans for the future, what they're working on in school, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Erica Spence. Welcome, Erica.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So what do you do? What's happening?
I'm majoring in molecular and cellular biology and medical biology. I work in the Campos lab, and we are an immunobiology lab. We focus on HPV and its implications in cancers. My thesis mainly focuses on how genes from the HPV virus cause cancer by interacting with your innate immune system.
That's a deal where you can get an immunization if you're young?
Yes, you can still get vaccinated. It's for prepubescent boys and girls now, and it protects against high-risk strains of HPV.
Public service announcement.
Yes, PSA.
What exactly are you studying about it? It's probably a microscope at some point.
Yes, there's a microscope at some point.
And you're looking at the HPV virus itself?
No, I look at cells infected with the HPV virus. HPV has genes in it. The ones I focus on, they're called E6 and E7. And they interact with specific pathways that are in your innate immune system. So they shut off. It's called an interferon response. And an interferon response tells your body, hey, there's a virus. You should get rid of it. And so it will cause the cells to die or apoptose or generally stop functioning. But the genes in the HPV genome will take away that interferon response. So they will not die.
Oh, wow. It's like they turn off the lights and creep around.
Yep. Like you said, there is a vaccine for HPV, but in countries other than first world developed countries, this vaccine isn't affordable. So it's really important to find ways to treat HPV or deal with HPV that doesn't cost $500 per shot that you get in your arm. So we look for other treatments that are more biological and have more options so that people in developing countries aren't as affected by HPV, since it's the third most prevalent STI in the world and the first in the United States, even with the vaccine. So we are looking for alternative ways to get rid of HPV. My specific thesis work hasn't started yet.
Right.
Just because I'm developing cell lines that can hold the genes of various types. So we have
Wow. Yeah, you're prepping.
Yep. I'm in the prep stages.
And you've got 1 year.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be graduating.
Yep.
What happens then?
Oh, man.
What do you think? I mean, predicting the future. Let's look into the future.
If my future happens exactly how I have it planned at the moment, which it won't, I graduate in December of 2020. The following semester, I will hopefully continue this work and study for my GRE so I can go to grad school. After I take my GRE, I'd like to serve in the Peace Corps, and then I will come back and get my graduate degree in public health.
That sounds like a great plan.
Yep.
Do you like music?
I love music. I'm a music minor.
Oh, wow. Tell me more.
Yeah. I currently sing in the treble glee choir for U of A. I've been in different bands, too. My main musical attribute, I suppose, is the saxophone. I played the saxophone for 13 years. A long time.
Oh, wow. The saxophone is having a moment right now. It's super popular.
Yeah. It's coming back. Yeah. I mean, it never really went away, but saxophones, they're awesome. Yep. I love playing music. I love listening to music. I love singing music badly. I love singing music well. All sorts of music.
Well, you're in the right place.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming to KXCI.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson, with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.